Welcome to our podcast where we explore the fascinating world of cybersecurity, delving into the latest threats, trends, and strategies to help you navigate the digital realm securely. In latest Chainalysis reports, some compelling statistics have emerged about the state of cryptocurrency scams in the first half of 2023. These figures show a considerable reduction in fraudulent activities, with a noteworthy 77% decrease. In monetary terms, this decline means that the total funds lost to cryptocurrency scams during this period fell from $3.3 billion down to $1.1 billion. Still, it's essential to acknowledge that while the overall illicit earnings have considerably decreased, cyber criminals still successfully appropriated a significant sum of $450 million within the same period. A potential explanation for these earnings could stem from an observed increase in cryptocurrency ransomware events. Notwithstanding the inflation in ransomware cases, reported fraudulent earnings have still seen a sharp fall of 77% compared to similar duration in the previous year. This trend signifies impressive progress in countering the success rates of cyber fraudsters, likely due to enhanced security protocols and heightened vigilance amongst cryptocurrency users. Highlighting another positive aspect, the report has disclosed that the general cryptocurrency-related criminal actions have plunged by 65% over the same period. It is significant to mention that this decrease has happened despite the increased ransomware attacks previously mentioned. Overall, these statistics underscore the relentless efforts made to fortify the cryptocurrency ecosystem and shield investors and users from becoming victims to scams and cyberattacks. This progress noted in the first half of 2023 is quite promising for the long-term growth and stability of the industry. In recent developments from the tech and cybersecurity sphere, as reported by Google News, several noteworthy incidents have come to light. Numerous security vulnerabilities have been identified in Google's Android operating system. These include local privilege escalation vulnerabilities and a policy denial of service issue. There has also been a critical vulnerability discovered in the Android binder.c, which could potentially be exploited through a buffer overflow attack. However, this requires local access and no exploit is currently available. Furthermore, vulnerabilities have been detected in the install package helper.java component, as well as in the microphone privacy indicators audioflinger.cpp open map stream. These vulnerabilities might allow exploitation of advanced privileges. Additionally, Google's privacy practices have come under scrutiny in recent times. There have been concerns about the inadvertent leakage of taxpayers' data by tax preparation companies to tech giants such as Meta and Google. This has sparked concerns about the security and privacy of sensitive financial information. On top of that, Google has faced accusations of covertly collecting and using personal and creative data from Americans for AI training, raising more questions on the ethical use of personal information. In matters relating to services and user experience, Google One VPN has announced a change from broad to local IP addressing aimed at enhancing user online experience. The goal is to improve performance and ramp up security for VPN users. Moreover, for our listeners in the Netherlands, Google's text-to-speech feature, Google Bard, is now accessible in the country, marking a stride in accessibility technology. Progress is also visible in tech research and innovation. Google, in an attempt to detect deception in online interactions, has introduced new zip domains. A tool known as Broken Zippers has been launched to analyze data and identify potential instances of deception. That summarizes today's news update. Stay tuned for more on these stories and other developments in technology and beyond. There have been several alarming developments in Microsoft-related news concerning Chinese hackers and their increasing incursions into U.S. and Western European governments. Chinese hackers are reported to have breached the emails of a U.S. government agency, gaining unauthorized access to Microsoft Exchange Online. Notably, senior U.S. officials figured among the victims. This violation has been associated with a group based in China. Moreover, Secretary Raimondo's email account and about 25 other U.S. organizations were also breached by China-based hackers, according to a report by Microsoft, emphasizing the large-scale nature of the cyberattack. Returning to this story, the hackers have been found to breach U.S. government email accounts via Microsoft's cloud. This is a matter of grave concern, with the FBI currently investigating the magnitude of the compromise and possible espionage activities. Simultaneously collaborating with Microsoft, the United Kingdom has taken steps to assess the potential damage from the Chinese email hack. This cooperative effort aims to understand the scope of the violation and the implications for UK organizations. In other related matters, Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, in the United States has given civilian agencies an ultimatum until August 1 to resolve four vulnerabilities spotted in Microsoft systems. The objective of this move is to strengthen the security posture of U.S. organizations, shielding them from potential cyber threats. Unfortunately, Microsoft's cloud emails have not been exempt from other threats, falling prey to denial of service (DOS) attacks. A notable incident involved a woman who got scammed during a bogus Microsoft support call while she attempted to download content from streaming platform Disney+. In terms of software security, vulnerabilities are being exploited by hackers who are using a Windows loophole to load malicious drivers, thereby bypassing security restrictions. This threat could significantly compromise the systems running on Microsoft software. A China-based hacker group codenamed Storm0558 has been identified as the culprit behind the violation of government mail in both the United States and Europe. This signifies a distressing coordinated attempt by hackers seeking unauthorized access to classified government information. These successive security breaches have brought Microsoft under the scanner and criticism for their purported lack of strong security provisions, especially in the U.S. State and Commerce Departments. As investigations and assessments persist, it is vital for organizations and governments to fortify their cybersecurity defenses to avert further unauthorized access and potential data breaches. The White House has recently publicized its comprehensive plan for the implementation of the U.S. National Cybersecurity Strategy. The release of this long-anticipated blueprint underlines the steps that the government plans to take in tackling the exponentially increasing cyber threats afflicting American citizens and businesses. At the core of the implementation plan is the need for solid collaboration among various stakeholders, such as private sector partners, international allies, and state and local governments. The collective objective is ensuring the security and resilience of critical national infrastructure by constructing a formidable defense against cyber threats. The importance of investment in research and development is also emphasized in the strategy. This proactive approach aims at staying ahead of budding cyber threats. With a laser focus on fostering innovation and harnessing state-of-the-art technologies, the U.S. hopes to further boost its cybersecurity capabilities and consequently uphold its esteemed position as a global leader in this sphere. Strong enforcement measures to combat cybercriminals forms another integral part of this strategy. The government is keen on enhancing coordination between federal agencies and local law enforcement and intends to rigorously investigate and prosecute cybercriminals. Knowledge is power, and this has been recognized as a significant part of this defensive strategy. The White House aims to empower individuals and businesses with the necessary information and protection tools to secure themselves from cyber threats. To this end, this strategy underscores the promotion of responsible digital behavior and resource provision for cyber hygiene. In a nutshell, the National Cybersecurity Strategy Implementation Plan proposes a multifaceted and all-encompassing approach to safeguard the nation's digital infrastructure. With cyber threats evolving sophisticatedly, rolling out this strategy is a critical move to ensure the security and resilience of the United States in the digital era. And that wraps up our discussion on cybersecurity, a critical topic to understand as we navigate the digital landscape and safeguard our data and privacy. Stay safe out there.